When James Garfield, one of Ohio's favorite sons, was elected president in 1880, he wrote to his mother saying that he was elected and, "Get ready, we're going to Washington, D.C." And his mother wrote back and said, "No, I would feel out of place among all those important people and high dignitaries. I'll just stay home." President-elect wrote back and said, "Mother, if you don't go, then I don't go." So soon, mother and son were off to D.C. On the steps of the Capitol on the day of the inauguration, President Garfield then turned his chair over to his mother, giving her the seat of honor. And all in attendance were touched by the love and devotion given to a mother by her son, who now stood before her as the President of the United States. Today's feast of Mary, the Mother of God, is one of the oldest feasts dedicated to our Blessed Mother. It came from the Council of Ephesus in 431. It actually came about because there was a question about Jesus and who he was. There were those who thought that he was God and only pretended to be like a human being. And there were those who thought he was a human being who only had superpowers. And through the Council of Nicaea and the Council of Constantinople and the Council of Ephesus, they were able to understand that Jesus is truly God and truly man. You can't separate the two, as this is God's part, this is man's part. Jesus is truly God, truly man. And since he is God, Mary is the mother of God, the Theotokos. And then we're able to offer her our honor and our thoughtfulness to her in her love and devotion to her son. Mary stands for us during this Christmas season as a reminder and a model for us that she who by her faith and obedience and love and trust in God's will was able to her to say yes when God asked her to become the mother of his son. She continues to point us the way to her son each day as a mother always takes care of her children. Now that the clock has struck midnight and we have turned the page from December to January, we begin a whole new year and we place it into God's and his mother's hands, asking for the gift of peace as we pray that this year may be a time for peace for our world, our church, and our families, that the Lord in his great love and mercy will bless us and through the inspiration of our Blessed Mother, guide us closer to her son.